Transform Your Life with Teresa and Tanya, where we talk weight loss and all things in between.
Ready to transform your journey from bariatric surgery to weight loss to plastic surgery to recovery? POP Recovery Systems is here to guide you every step of the way. With our unique comprehensive support system, we match you with top surgeons, provide customized wellness plans, and offer financing solutions to make your dream a reality. From concierge wellness, mental health to nutrition, our team is dedicated to your success. Don't navigate this path alone. Join POP Recovery Systems and experience a seamless, supported transformation. Visit us at poprecoverysystems.com to learn more and start your journey to a new you.
Welcome to Transform Your Life with Teresa and Tanya.
We have completely transformed our lives, everything from start to finish, and we want to bring you guys along with us. We're super excited to have, this is our first podcast episode. We're a little bit nervous, but we're more excited to bring you along with us.
We are so excited, and Tanya, I love you, and I cannot wait to share this journey with you and with the entire community.
Me too. We haven't even known each other, not even a year, Teresa. God brought us together, and we're going to do something amazing with this journey. I'm stumbling. Sorry.
Soul Sisters brought together. We'll get into how we met because that's a whole cup of tea on its own, right? But yes, that really is what brought us together and has created this platform for us and this podcast. So let's dive into it. We're going to each discuss our transformation journeys a little bit. Tanya, do you want to go ahead and dive in first?
Sure. So I had gastric sleeve about 4 years ago, and I just was heavy my entire life. And I got so sick of being watching my life pass me by, basically. And I got so sick of being the biggest mom in the room always and missing out on so much of my kids' childhood. And I felt like, you know, I was holding everybody back in my family. I was holding my marriage back from being something like, it's amazing now. And it was amazing then, but just my weight kept us from like going on family vacations because I couldn't walk around Disneyland. I couldn't even walk around Six Flags. I couldn't walk around anywhere. I couldn't stand. I could barely make it through the grocery store. I needed to get in a wheelchair and do like the riding along things all the time. But I wouldn't because I was super embarrassed to do that. And so my weight held me back my entire life. I was big all during school and in my entire life, my adult life. And so I got sick of watching my life pass me by. I had gastric sleeve and I'm down about 230 pounds. And now I'm living a life that I didn't even know was possible. I didn't know that there were people that wake up happy because I never did. I didn't know that there are people in the world that wake up fulfilled and full of energy because I never had energy. It would take me 10 minutes to just get out of bed. I didn't know that there were people in the world that were happy when they looked in the mirror. I didn't know that this life was out there for me. And I'm so glad that I took a chance and it was the last resort for me. I had tried every diet under the sun, you name it. I tried it and nothing worked. The most I ever lost on my own was 50 pounds. And then I gained back 72 pounds. And so just nothing would ever stick. And so once I finally made up my mind, like, this is it, this is a last resort, I'm going to have weight loss surgery. There was a guy that worked with my husband and he had had it and been successful at it. So I visited with his wife and she gave me all the information. Of course, money was always an issue for us. I didn't know if we could afford it. I didn't know if insurance would cover it. And it turns out that they did. And so that was great. And I'm about 230 pounds down since then, and it has completely changed my life. It has transformed my life. I wake up with energy. I wake up happy. I can go to the grocery store. I can go in the pool with my grandkids. I can go down the slide. I can swing. I can swing them around and get in the floor and get back up. Just simple things that people who have never been obese, they take for granted because they don't know that there's a whole community out there that can't get in the floor and get up, that can't go on the roller coaster with their kids, that can't do all of these simple everyday things that you don't think of if you've never been morbidly obese. And so now I take pride in my life. I take pride in making everyday count. I take pride in building memories with my husband. And we've been traveling more this year than we ever have. We've done so many more things than we ever have. Same with my kids, same with my grandkids. It's just an amazing life now, and it never has been. And so I'm super blessed. I'm super grateful that I took a chance on me and that it stuck this time.
I am so glad that you took a chance on you because you are so incredibly amazing and inspiring and uplifting. And I think that's one of the millions of reasons why you have touched so many people in this community. You are genuine and kind, and you have shared your journey openly and honestly. And there's something really beautiful about that. I love it. Congratulations, over 200 pounds. So combined, you and I have lost around 700 pounds.
Yeah, almost 700 pounds. That's crazy.
So we know a little something, something about weight loss.
Yeah, we know a little something, something.
And sustainable, lifelong changes, like healthy changes, weight loss. You and I have learned how to lose the weight and keep it off for good. I loved what you said about knowing true happiness now. You didn't know that it even existed. I can totally relate to that. So I was over 600 pounds for more than 20 years of my life. I grew up overweight my entire life. I was always the bigger girl in every room, like you said you were. And that was really hard for me. I felt very isolated and alone. For me, a majority of my weight I gained after two tragic losses in my family, and I didn't have the support network to process that grief and trauma. And so I internalized my pain, like totally shut myself away from the world, and gained like over 400 pounds in a very short period of time. Before I even realized it, I stopped being able to walk more than a few feet at a time. Standing to brush my teeth or do simple things like wash dishes became almost impossible for me. And I spent about 20 years feeling like I was the only person in the world who had that kind of a struggle. I missed out on being able to get married and have babies and go to graduations and birthday parties and do all the things that people, you know, often take for granted in life, right? And I was approaching 40 and I had had two heart attacks. I was on 9 different medications. My body was completely shutting down. Like I had problems with my kidneys, my liver, like you name it, I was having problems with it. And the doctors basically told me, if you don't lose weight and get your life together, you're going to die, right? That's pretty much every person's experience. When you are morbidly obese, you go to the doctor, they tell you, you're too fat, you need to eat less and you need to move more. Well, I had been told that my entire life, right? So that just kind of went right over my head. But I was sent to see a cardiologist, and this doctor, Dr. Sarap Sabnowski, I'll never forget her. She changed my life. When she walked in the room, she saw her patient, me, sitting there over 600 pounds, and she didn't say anything about my weight or about my diet or my needing to move. She looked at me and asked me what broke me. What happened to you, Teresa? She asked me, like, why are you trying to kill yourself? Because that's what you're doing. You're over 600 pounds and you're going to die. And something about those words, she treated me like a human being. For the first time in my life, a medical professional was asking about me and, you know, if I was okay and what had happened. And I broke down and sobbed and told my story to her. And she told me that I was a powerful manifester and that I had manifested all of my grief and trauma into physical weight, and that that physical weight was like my protective barrier from the world. And it was keeping me from living my life. And she told me, Teresa, if you don't figure out a way to release that trauma, you're going to die. It's going to kill you. And so her prescription for me was to leave her office and learn how to meditate and learn how to, with intention, release my grief and trauma and process it. She didn't tell me to eat less or move my body, even though I already had been told that a million other times. Something about the way that she treated me touched my heart, and I left her office feeling motivated and inspired for the first time in my life. And within 8 months, I lost 180 pounds with diet and exercise, but more importantly, working on my mental and emotional health. I decided to have gastric bypass surgery. You know, so many people ask me, why did you have surgery even though you'd lost almost 200 pounds? And the reason was because at that time, I needed the support. I was working on my mental and emotional health, and I was not strong enough. Had something happened at that time, like 100 other times, like you said, I would have gained all the weight back. I would have slipped backwards, and I had come too far, and I genuinely, for the first time, wanted to save my own life. And so I had gastric bypass in June of 2018, and it changed my life. It was that extra tool that I needed during that really difficult time of transitioning my mind, body, and soul into living a different lifestyle. And a few years had passed. I struggled like any person does after having weight loss surgery and going through all these major transformations, but I wound up losing like 380 pounds and found myself with a ton of loose skin, about almost 50 pounds hanging from my abdomen. And, you know, just, I think you already know this, with this journey, just when you think you've evolved as far as you can go, another thing happens, right? Or you have another little mountain to climb. And plastic surgery, that's a whole other few episodes that we'll get into, you guys, but that has totally transformed my life in itself. Losing the weight, like you said, it's not just about being skinny or physically looking different. It is about the mental and emotional mindset of feeling happiness for the first time. I was sitting last night in my bedroom with my boyfriend, and it's raining and we're watching the lights and it's beautiful. And I got choked up because I am now living a life that I never thought was possible. Like sitting alone in a room for over 20 years, watching people walk by and jog by and live their life, and always feeling like you said, you're sitting on the sidelines, missing out on life. And I'm not missing out on life anymore. And that's because I healed from the inside out. And it's a beautiful thing. Life is beautiful. I am healthier and happier in more ways than I can count. And this journey has brought me here with my friend Tanya and with all of you. And I am just so grateful. I'm so grateful and blessed, like you said.
I'm so proud of you. And I can resonate with so many things you said. And I think there are so many people, there's a community out there that feel just like we felt. Like when you said, I felt alone. I thought I was the only one. I can remember laying in my bed. And we both talked about this, how laying in our beds and eating food is a trigger for us, because that's what I did all day long while my kids were in school and my husband was at work. No one even knew how much food I was consuming except for me. Even still, like to this day, my husband will say, but you never really ate a lot. He didn't know because he was at work. My kids were at school, and I would lay in bed and I would binge Netflix and I would eat Funyuns. I would eat Hershey's with almonds. I would eat chips. I would just as much food as I could possibly consume mindlessly. Now we both know it's so important to eat mindfully, to sit down, enjoy your meal, and really fuel your body with the food that you need. It's all about nutrition. So many things I have learned on this journey, but I resonate. And I know that so many others also resonate with what you said about being alone, thinking you're the only one, people treating you. It's all about your weight. You know, every time I went to the doctor, which I actually stopped going to the doctor because every time I went, whether I had a cold or my back was hurting or something was wrong with my foot, like it did it, something was wrong with my stomach, gastro, internal issues, everything that when I went to the doctor, they would tell me, lose weight, eat less, move more. It always revolved around the weight. And they really didn't even try to diagnose what my problem was because everything revolved around my weight. So I just stopped going. So I totally get what you're saying about she finally treated you like a human being, finally treated you like a person. And that probably was the first time that you opened up, you know, because when we were morbidly obese, like it's so hard to open up to people because we feel like no one knows what we're going through. We are alone. And you're not alone. If you're out there and you're listening, know that you're not alone. There's a whole community of people out there that feel exactly how you feel and are going through the same things that you feel right now.
Yeah, I definitely felt so alone. And it's funny because even though I'm not alone and now I know that, it's taken time to really process that. And, you know, you talked about the binge eating when you were alone. And I just have flashbacks of driving in my car after work, going and buying extra large pizzas or going and buying 10 or 15 things and eating them all. And like stopping on the way home because I didn't want to eat in front of people. People were always like, how are you this big? You must have some kind of, you know, health issue that's making you gain the weight. And people didn't see me eating up to 10,000 calories a day. I did that in secret. And there's some part of me that thought people couldn't see how broken I was. But going back and looking at pictures and videos, and I know you've done this because we've talked about this, going back, I look so sad. I look empty. And I always say I felt like an empty shell. And that may not be the case for some people. But for me, I didn't feel beautiful. I didn't feel loved. I didn't feel happy from within. And it radiated out my pain, my sadness, my isolation, all of that radiated out. And it's taken years to deprogram that way of life. And if you're going through that, like Tanya said, know that you're not alone, because we've been there, we've done that, and it's so hard. And I think one of the keys to both of us and our success is that we didn't just subscribe to diet culture where they just want to sell you crazy products and these diet exercises and all these things. You really need to work on your mental and emotional health, because once you start to do that and you start to reprogram your mind with looking for positivity rather than obstacles and focusing on barriers, because I know at 600 pounds, anytime someone would say, why don't you go for a walk? Why don't you do this? I would say, "What? My knees hurt. My back hurt." Right, Tanya? Was that your experience too?
Yes. It's always how. Like, yes, do I need to walk? Like they would say, just walk. Walking is so overrated. If you'll just walk a little bit. I tried to walk and I went. I remember the first time I went to the track to walk a half a mile, and I could physically not walk a half a mile because my feet swelled out of my shoes. I was literally in tears. I had to call my husband. Like it was a whole mess, because when you're that morbidly obese, you can't do just everyday things. And people don't realize that if they haven't been morbidly obese or been married to someone morbidly obese, they just don't get how much your weight holds you back.
Yeah, I know so many times people would say to me, well, just don't eat, just get up and move. And when you are that big, you tend to hyper focus on all the barriers in your way, because that is your reality at the time. And that's why having a support system, that's why learning to work on your mental and emotional health. Once you start to work on your mindset, the diet will improve over time. Your mobility will improve. It's so much about your mindset. I can remember laying in bed at nighttime before going to sleep. And I know so many people can relate to this. When you're alone with your thoughts, like I would tear myself apart. I would say the things to myself that I would never even think of saying to another human being. Call myself names. I was a loser. I was a failure. I would run through all the things I did wrong that day. I didn't follow my diet. I didn't hydrate. I didn't move more than 50 steps that day. And all I felt like I was doing was reprogramming myself. Now, looking back, I realized I was programming myself for failure the next day, because I was not my best hype woman. I was my worst critic. I was not even my own support system at all. I tore myself down every which way that I could. But I think that that also speaks volumes for the kind of world that we live in, because being a person who was over 600 pounds, I was made to feel almost criminalized. I was made to feel like I should be invisible. People didn't want to see me. They wanted to see me if I had lost all the weight and I was a success story. But at 600 pounds, people did not want to see me. And I was shown that through TV. I mean, when you go to the doctor, what they say to you. When I would go out in public, I tell the story where I was trying to walk at 600 pounds, which was a struggle. Every single step, like you said, breathing, my blood pressure in my ears, like high pitched, I thought I was going to die at any moment. And these guys drove by and they were honking and oinking at me, and they threw their milkshakes and burgers and fries all over me. Did that motivate me to keep going? No. I went back in my house and I didn't come out and go walking for almost a year. So in so many ways, people in our society, they want us to lose weight. They want you to change your life, but don't you dare do it in front of us, right? Like, don't you dare go out in public. So I know that that was one barrier that I really had to work on overcoming, was going out in public and the fear of being ridiculed and looked at, because you know when you're that big that all eyes are on you.
Yeah, and that's something also we have to give up, is what others think about us. So many times we've said what others think about us is none of our business. And that's so true, because people, they don't want you to be morbidly obese, society, but then they don't want you to get weight loss surgery, because that's the easy way out. That's society. That's the thought process. Don't be morbidly obese, but don't you dare get weight loss surgery, which is just a tool to help you not be morbidly obese. Like, that is literally the treatment. Like my dad, he needed a kidney transplant because his kidney failed him. My mom needed a breast removal because she had breast cancer. All of these are treatments for things. Weight loss surgery is the treatment for being morbidly obese. And people, society just doesn't get that. They don't want you to be morbidly obese because they don't want to see you. But then don't you dare get weight loss surgery and do that. Why don't you just do it naturally? Well, don't you think I've tried everything under the sun to lose this weight naturally and nothing worked? Like, sometimes I literally just want to scream that when someone says, oh, but Oh, but yeah, she's skinny now, but only because she had weight loss surgery. I will shout that from every mountaintop. Yes, I had weight loss surgery. I saved my own life, literally. Like, what have you done? Like, sometimes it's just what I want to say. I mean, I literally, yes, I had weight loss surgery because I didn't want to die at 42 years old. I wanted to be a mom. I wanted to be a wife. I wanted to live. I wanted to be the best grandma that my grandkids deserve. Like, I didn't want to just sit back and let my life pass me by. So yes, I had weight loss surgery. Yes, I'm super proud of that. I wish society would accept that. They don't want to accept you being morbidly, I'm getting fired up, but they don't want to accept you morbidly obese. But they don't also want to accept you because you had weight loss surgery. Which is it? Like, which is it? Do you want me to stay morbidly obese and die at 42? Or do you want me to change my entire life and live happily? Like, it's my decision. It's my choice. And I did that. And I don't have to defend that to anyone. And I love how you also said mindset, because my doctor, he prides himself on selling like the four things after weight loss surgery that you have to do every day for the rest of your life. Like, that was a huge thing in the bariatric classes I went to. They always said these four things: protein, water, vitamins, body movement, every day for the rest of your life, no matter what. And then when I tell that, and they love it now, they've heard me say this 1,000 times, I add in mindset. Because if you do all those four things, if you do protein and water and vitamins and body movement, but you don't change your mindset, you're going to gain that weight back because you never change your relationship with food. You never change your relationship with yourself. Like just what you said, Teresa, how you hated yourself, you would call yourself a loser and you're a failure. All of that is a mindset shift that we have both done. And it is so important in your weight loss journey. I always say, for me personally, just in my journey, mindset, 50% of it, if not more, because I couldn't wake up and do all of the things I do if I still had the same mindset that I did back when I was morbidly obese. I could not wake up and have this energy and be a positive person. I was such a negative person back then. I was so, whoa, the world's against me, because I would go out to a restaurant and people would look at like, oh, well, look how much food she's eating. I'm not going to order that because then I'll end up as big as she is. They would never order what they saw me eating. Or we would have to stand after Sunday at church. We'd have to stand in the restaurants and wait for a table because mama couldn't fit in a booth. Well, then that would give us looks because people came in after us and they were being seated because they could all fit in a booth and I couldn't. They knew why. I knew why. And it's like the looks of disgust that you get of like, you're going to make your family wait. Why don't you lose weight? Because you can't fit in a booth. So your family's having to wait at a restaurant. Same things when you go to a doctor's office. Like, I could never fit in the chairs, so I had to stand. Same things when I go to the beginning of school year. Every year for my kids' beginning of school year, I would always dread it because we'd have to go to the parent teacher meetings. I could never fit in the desk. They never would have like chairs and tables set up for the big moms like me. So I would have to stand during the entire meeting when all the other parents were sitting in the desk because I couldn't fit. So it's all like the world is not set up for morbidly obese people. It is just not. Can't go on a roller coaster with your kids. You can't do anything because you're too overweight to do it. And for me, that's what I got so sick of. Like, there's a little bit of a thing there of like, should the world change? Should the world accept morbidly obese people? That might be a whole nother episode. But should the world be more custom fit to all sizes? All sizes matter. Like for me, like I have an athletic clothing line that I rep for because they're size inclusive, because they go up to a 4X. That's why, as opposed to other ones that don't. You know, because I want the world to be size inclusive because I was a 5X in the men's section. I know how that feels to be a woman and go shop in the men's section and not be able to ever feel like you're cute. Not ever, you know, I was at the time, even in my 20s and 30s, I feel like I was dressing like a grandma because I had to do the stretchy polyester pants with the elastic. I never even had jeans that had a button and a zipper. If they did, they were fake because the back was like elastic. You probably had the same ones. I never could wear the dresses because my legs rubbed together. I had to always have on something in between my legs because I would get rashes. Like so many things that people don't think about. If you've never been obese, you just don't understand what it's like to see something online and you know automatically it's not for you, even though you love it and you think it's beautiful, but it doesn't come in your size. Like there's no way. It's not going to go up to a 5X. And so there's just so many things that the world is just not set up for morbid obese people, which is super sad to me.
You know, Tanya, the thing that comes out so much when you're speaking about it is that there are so many layers to living in an obese body. And I think that's why a podcast like ours is going to be game-changing within the weight loss community, because we can go on about this forever. We could do a million episodes about all the ways in which our lives have been impacted because we've lived in obese bodies, the experiences that we share as women within this community, as men within this community, are unlike a lot of other experiences that people will ever go through. When you're talking about people saying that weight loss surgery is the easy way out, when I first had surgery almost 6 years ago and people would say that to me, I would get personally offended and I would cry. Now I get heated, like you say, because I think back over the past 6 years of my journey, starting out at 600 pounds, you know, and struggling to make it from my back door to my front door. Weight loss surgery didn't make me do that. Weight loss surgery did not make me reorganize my kitchen and learn how to prep my veggies and my ingredients. Weight loss surgery did not, you know, make those choices for me. It didn't force me to work on my mindset and to start focusing on possibilities rather than obstacles and barriers. Weight loss surgery is a tool that has helped me, like you said, with any other tool that people use in life when they need it. It is not the magic tool. If you do not learn how to reorganize your thoughts, how to focus on the positive, and how to get up every day and keep fighting for yourself, you're going to gain the weight back. You and I both know many people within the weight loss community who have had weight loss surgery and gained all the weight back plus more because they didn't work on their mindset. And I think that that is such a critical component of a successful weight loss journey, is working on your mindset. So much of what I talk about is mind, body, and soul. And anytime I've ever struggled or gained a little weight or hit a plateau for too long, I've shared this with you. I do a little self-assessment. I check mind, body, and soul. Am I eating healthy? Am I hydrating? Am I moving my body? But most importantly, am I doing the things that I need to do to nurture my heart and my soul? 9 times out of 10, when I'm struggling with my diet or with movement, it's because I'm neglecting my heart and soul in some way, shape, or form. And for me, having that little self-assessment has been game-changing for me. So you talked also about going out in public, right? And you and I both were limited for most of our lives, not being able to go out places. And if we did, feeling ashamed and embarrassed and socially, you know, isolated because of our weight. Now, with our weight loss, you and I have been opened up and exposed to this entire new world of traveling, which is a whole other layer when it comes to weight loss, right? Being able to buy clothes to go on a trip, being able to go into the stores to go shopping for clothes and suitcases and jewelry, and being able to put together fun outfits and planning trips, not being like, for me, every single thing I had to focus on was controlling my environment. Because at 600 pounds, if somebody would say, for example, let's go to a graduation, I would have to think, okay, how far is it from the parking lot? First of all, how am I going to fit into a car? But how am I going to get from the parking lot where we park to where the benches are? And then how am I going to get up the bleachers? And then how long can I stand there for before people start to talk to me and I start to breathe too heavy? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All of those thoughts, when you are that big and out of shape and overweight, all of your thoughts are preoccupied. All of your life energy goes to just sustaining your body. And so going out in public was almost impossible for me. I can't tell you how many things I missed out on. And I'm so grateful now that I can go anywhere. I can travel the country with my friends. I go out on dates. I can go mini golfing. I can ride roller coasters now. And again, it's not about being skinny for me. It's about the mental and emotional freedom where I am not trapped in my thoughts about maintaining that body. I am now present in the moment and I'm able to fully enjoy the experience that I'm going through at that time, which brings me to how you and I met.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Eric Smith, and you may recognize me from TLC's 1000 Pound Sisters. I got a quick question for you. Are you considering a journey towards a healthier, more confident you? Let me introduce you to Bari Prep and Recover. Not only does our program help you choose the right bariatric surgery and prepare for the procedure, but we also have resources to help make sure it's affordable for anyone seeking this life-changing option. Our comprehensive support doesn't stop there. We're with you every step of the way, guiding your recovery journey. With personalized individual nutritional and mental health coaching, following a program that I helped develop, you'll feel empowered with the tools for lifelong success. Plus, our personal concierge is there to support you throughout the entire process, from pre-surgery to post-surgery care. Visit our website at poprecoverysystems.com for more information and take the first step towards a healthier future with Barry Prep and Recovery.
We met traveling, which never would have happened had we not gone through this entire weight loss journey and transformed our lives, right?
That's right. We did. We met on a cruise.
And I had never been. That we do not speak of.
Yeah, but we met on a cruise. And that was a situation that brought us together. I think that Teresa was missing in my life. There was something missing. I needed a friend. I've had people in my life that have had weight loss surgery. A lot of them have gained their weight back. And so it's kind of, when we talk about weight loss surgery, you know, when they've gained their weight back, I think they're a little bit resentful of people who haven't. And they're like, well, just wait, you'll gain it back. Well, just wait. You know, they kind of get that attitude. And so, but you and I met on a cruise, which was a whole situation.
But it was a bariatric cruise 2023.
In that moment, we needed each other. And I had my crazy sister there. And then you had wasn't she your aunt there?
My godmother, my auntie, yes.
Your godmother, yes. And they're both a whole situation in themselves. Or tried to be anyways. But yeah, that brought us together. And look at us now. Look at how many conversations we've had and how many times we've been there for each other. And that just goes to show you need a support system. And I don't mean just a support system of not necessarily people who, like, I want someone to talk to that's gone through what I've gone through. I want someone that knows if I need to have a binge session at midnight, I'm calling Teresa up. Like, I'm struggling right now and I'm really wanting to eat these chips, but I don't want to. I can call her up because she's been there and she knows what it's like. You need a support system. Teresa is my support system. She's a big part of it. And so I just think that we were brought together. It was fate. And we're meant to do so much bigger things and share our journey. Look at all the people that we have inspired and motivated. I know you, just like I, Teresa, get comments every day. I just had one this morning. And there's all the comments are, they mean so much. But this morning, for example, a comment stuck out to me. A woman, she was struggling. She was over 400 pounds. And she commented on my post from this morning. And she said, I've lost 75 pounds, never been able to lose weight. I started drinking your waters. I started making your low carb recipes. I started talking to myself in a positive way because I preach that positive affirmations towards yourself. Talk to yourself like you would a best friend. My best friends can call me up. I'm there for them. They know no matter what, I'm going to hop them up. I'm going to, whether it's buy the shoes, buy the purse, or no, you look amazing in that dress or those jeans. So wear them. Talk to yourself like that. If we can talk to our best friends like that and tell our best friends how amazing they are and tell our best friends that they're worth it and to love themselves, then we can talk to ourselves like that too. But she's 75 pounds down, which of course, I'm sure you get the comments all the time of like, I'm 75 pounds because of you. You're not 75 pounds down because of me. I always tell them, that's you. That's you doing it. You just needed that kick in the booty. You just needed that little motivation, that little slap. You know, you just needed something to jar your mindset, something to be like, hey, she did it. I can do it too. And so I just look at, like, I look at your followers and I look at the community that we're in and how many people are just longing to be inspired, just out there looking for someone to be like, that's what I needed to hear. You know, that's what I needed to hear today. Because I know when I go look up things and I'm lacking motivation, I look up things to inspire me. And I know that that's what you want to do with this podcast. That's what I want to do. I want to find those people out there that are at their lowest of lows, thinking that it's hopeless, that they've tried everything and that nothing has worked. Something will work for you. It will work for you when you are ready, when you get your mind shifted, when you just make up your mind that you're tired of settling. I think a lot of overweight people, I hear that they settle. I settled. I didn't settle with necessarily things like my marriage. Like, some women are stuck in marriages because they are overweight and they don't think they can do any better. I get that all the time. I think that we just settle with, okay, I'll do that. Okay, because we don't want to raise a ruckus, because we don't want people to look at us. I can remember feeling like that in the school. Like, yes, I will do that. Yes, I will do that. Because, you know, you're overweight and you really don't want people looking at you and you don't want to say no.
You know, that reminds me of 20 something years of my life of being made to feel like I was unworthy. unworthy of the friendships, unworthy of the attention, unworthy of shining my light, unworthy of the love that I deserve. Because again, I feel like in our society, we make people who are really big, who are really overweight, feel as though they're not okay, that there's something wrong with them. And that's something that this community has changed for me. I felt alone until I went on social media when I had weight loss surgery. And then I realized, oh my goodness, I'm not alone. There are millions of other people who are struggling with what to eat, with how to move their body, with how to keep their mind happy, with how to maneuver within relationships and friendships as they're struggling to change their mind, body, and soul. And I think that that's one of the reasons that God blessed me with our friendship, because you came into my life during a time when all of these things were new to me. I had just had my plastic surgery. I was in a different body, traveling with people I had never known before, never traveled before because I couldn't. And meeting you was like a breath of fresh air, because I'm like, oh my goodness, here's this woman who couldn't be more different than me, but so similar in so many ways. And I think that that's what's so beautiful about this community, about our friendship, about this podcast, is because we can together, like we've done individually, talk, share our message, like just share our life experiences. And that's what people need. You need that support. You need that sense of community. And we're literally just girlfriends who have struggled, who have triumphed, and who have come together because we do want to shine our light as bright as we possibly can so that other people can see it. You know, that's all that I've ever wanted. And to be blessed with this platform, and which is also why we partnered with Pop Recovery Systems, right? Because forever, as far as I've known, you go through a weight loss journey, a plastic surgery alone. You have to maneuver it by yourself. And that's not the case anymore. You don't have to do that. There are people like us who have gone through it, who will help you, who will hold your hand. There are companies now like Pop Recovery Systems and Bariatrics to Plastics who will support you and guide you through every step of the way. And I think that is what is so beautiful. That's one of the things I love most about our friendship, is that we are able to come together and we're genuinely friends, you guys. Like this, this is, we text all the time. We talk, we get to see each other every few months, and it's such a blessing. And I just love this community. I honestly do not think I would have had this much success mentally, physically, and spiritually if it was not for this incredible community.
I don't think so either, because, you know, like for the most part of our lives, when we were obese, we felt alone, even though we weren't, but now we really aren't. Like now we know, like we are not alone. We have Pop Recovery. I've got so many things. I'm about to have my plastic surgery, and I have already met with a nutritionist over there. I've had a mental health coach. Like there's so many things that I'm learning, and I'm 4 years out, and there are new things that I'm learning. So like never think that you know it all about weight loss surgery. You know, whether you're 20 years out or whether you're 2 months out, you always can learn something new. There are days that I think that I'm the teacher as far as weight loss surgery goes, because I've done it all. And then there are even more days where I'm the student and someone is teaching me something new about weight loss surgery. And so always keep that, for me, always keep that mindset of like, you don't know everything there is to know. There's always more knowledge out there that you can learn, and you can always help someone. That's what we want to do here. It's just help as many people in the weight loss community as we can.
Yes, you guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Tanya, I love you. This is amazing. And I cannot wait to just dive into all things weight loss related and to uplift as many people as humanly possible. And we are stronger together.
We definitely are. And we're going to have, so the future episodes, we'll pick a topic. This one was kind of just like a meet us and learn our journeys and how we got to this point. So in the future, we'll pick everything weight loss, you guys. Like Teresa said, we're going to dive into so many different aspects, so many different avenues. Everybody's journey is different. We hope that we can help you along yours.
Join us, guys, and subscribe.
For tuning in to the Transform Your Life podcast. And remember, your journey to a happier, healthier life starts with just one step. Together, we'll guide you towards sustainable weight loss, holistic wellness, and a renewed sense of vitality. Don't wait any longer to invest in yourself and unlock your true potential. Visit our website now to learn more and sign up for our Transformation Academy. Your future self will thank you. Let's transform your life together. Go and visit transformyourlifewithteresaandtanya.com, or you can go over to Instagram and check out our podcast page. The link is in our bio. Go do it now. Your future self is going to thank you.